Art in the park. Art in the park. Say it with me. Art in the park. That's right. This weekend, 3-day festival, the 44th annual Fine Arts Showcase. More than 400 artists from around the U.S. They usually have somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000 guests to come and see the offerings of paintings, sculptures, ceramics, jewelry, fiber, glass, woodwork, and much, much more. Rachel Rourke, director of Plymouth's Art in the Park. How do we get those numbers up to 500,000?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Welcome. For anyone who does not know about the Plymouth's Art in the Park 3-day extravaganza, give us the Cliff Notes version so that we can get them there.
Sure, I'd love to. Like you said, Art in the Park is in downtown Plymouth, but this has kind of grown to become not only a regional event, but now a national event. So we have artists, like that you mentioned, traveling to quaint little Plymouth from over 30 states. So amazing artwork that will be here this weekend, but we really pride ourselves on having something for everyone, whether you're looking for a gift or something for your home. Lots of stuff for kids, so bring the kids, lots of stuff to do, live music, food, the whole weekend, so come hungry also.
Awesome. Now tell me more about the kids' art booths. What is that?
So we have youth artists, if you will. They actually are little entrepreneurs.
Oh, no.
These kids have business cards and Etsy pages. They take credit cards. We have kids that take this so seriously. Sometimes now when our jury reviews people's artwork that they send us images, we aren't sure if it's a kid or an adult. So we have an area where we have 70 kid artists, but they are just amazing and very professional. We also have kids that have now grown up in that area and are adult artists, and this is their livelihood now, and they travel and do shows. So kind of showing them, you know, the ropes on, okay, you got to pay this little fee, but then you learn, okay, I made my fee back. Now I'm, you know, I'm in business. So it's a learning opportunity, but we're also supporting young artists and saying, you're great at this. You know, you should sell this. You're great. So we love having the kids.
So you call them kids booths. Are they sprinkled throughout the show? Are they kind of nestled
in between?
They're centrally. Okay.
Yeah, they're centrally located in Kellogg Park. So all of the kid artists, if you want to come support them, shop with them, you would just head right to the Kellogg Park area.
You know, Rachel, Art in the Park really consistently ranks as one of the top art fairs in the country. What do you think, what sets that event apart from the other art fairs?
Well, this is a family event for us. We are on 3 generations of our family run this event. And it is something we work on every day of the year. So it's not run by a board or
right.
a panel of people that are come and go. This is what we do, and it's kind of all about the details. So we really try every year to perfect things, make it better, make it easier for people to come and enjoy and have a nice day with their friends and their family. So it's kind of word of mouth, you know, artists that come and do well tell other artists, and shoppers that come and enjoy tell their friends. So it's, you know, it's a reputation thing, I think.
When you're putting together such a large event, a large scale event like this, there has to be some challenges as well. How do you deal with those?
There are. We do have to be ready for anything, including the weather report
right.
that you had on just before me. So I think it just comes with you know, preparation and being quick on our feet. We have an awesome group of volunteers of about 100 staff that's here with us, ready to tackle anything that you might need help with, from first aid with Huron Valley Ambulance to whatever you might need. And we have a shuttle that makes it very easy. You also did the traffic report. So if people want to make it easier to get here, you might want to just, you can stop at Schoolcraft College. super easy to get on our shuttle bus.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad because people who don't know Plymouth won't know where that shuttle is. And so let's just talk about the details. So what are the hours? Where should people? You said Schoolcraft College. That's one place to park. So let's just give those kinds of logistics.
Yeah, no problem. So all of that is on our website. If you can, you know, it's too hard to digest, you know, on air, which is just artinthepark.com. But today the show runs from 11 to 8 and Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5. And we will offer the shuttle all of those days. It runs before we open and after we close. And these are big buses. These are like air conditioned, beautiful, room for all your purchases. Like, this is the way to go.
Is there any cost to park and to ride the shuttle?
The shuttle is $6 round trip, and then it's free to park at Schoolcraft. Children under 12 are free.
You know, also, Rachel, when people come out, you say this is a family event. There are families that come out. There are also those who may have disabilities or special needs.
Yes.
Is there, you know, ways for them to get around and enjoy this fair as well?
Definitely. I think it is pretty easy to navigate. We have the ADA bus as well at Schoolcraft. So we're trying to be as accessible as possible in all areas down here.
If it's my first time coming out there,
what tips
would you or advice would you offer to make it?
Are you reading my mind?
Oh,
I was going to say, you know, Lloyd's anniversary is Tuesday.
Yeah,
he might need a date night.
It might be
great.
Yeah,
well,
so give us some goodies
actually.
For date night.
Yeah. So
I love that.
You know, first time visitor. I mean, what you know, what advice do you have?
Well, of course, also, I should give a plug to our beautiful downtown restaurants that we have that are here all year long. So you can sit, you know, parkside, kind of do some people watching, have a cocktail at some of our beautiful restaurants that are right within the festival area. But, I mean, maybe grab a gift, some jewelry, a handmade purse, something like that, if it's your anniversary. But we have chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, she loves
There's
it.
All
oh,
kinds
man.
Of fun date things. We have a live jazz band. So you can, now you can sit and have chocolate strawberries,
be
on a date, listen to some live music. We have a reggae band that'll be here all 3 days. So kind of gives you that summer vacation feel like you went somewhere.
Yeah, well, the weather is cooperating. It's kind of muggy out there, so it makes you feel like you're in Jamaica, I guess.
That's true, yeah.
I approve of your date.
Thank you.
Yeah, perfect date.
Wow. So is there a way that businesses and local residents can get involved and support Art in the Park, you know, both during the event and throughout the year?
We do have a lot of different community involvement from civic groups and school clubs that do all kinds of fundraisers. So support them too, whether they're, you know, parking cars or selling balloons.
Yeah.
This is, you know, powering a lot of groups that this time of year, this is how they do their fundraising, like, you know, the Lions Club, or we have the thespians from the high school, things like that, where they're here and they're, you know, want to get the word out about their organization. The DIA, the Detroit Institute of Arts, is doing one of their pop-up workshops that's free. So you can sit down, make a craft with people from the DIA.
That's great.
So, yeah, lots of information and free activities to, you know, enjoy the whole day.
All right.
Well, you had me at kids' art booths. I'm so glad we talked about that so people understand that's just not some place where you can take your kid to go face painting, but you've got kids out there who are being kidpreneurs.
Yeah, have a chat with some of them. It's impressive, really. They do paintings and sculptures, and we got kids that do woodworking and metal smithing and just not your normal run-of-the-mill what your kids are doing on, like, the weekends.
Yes.
Some of these kids are very impressive.
All right. Rachel Warwick, director of Plymouth's Art in the Park. Make
Art
sure
the
you
park.
Go out there and go to artinthepark.com for all the information. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Hope you can come out.